Spend a moment talking to Baltimore sports fans of a certain generation, and it won't take long to figure out that they can carry a grudge against other cities and their sports teams. The root of some of those animosities are easy to decipher. Simple geography dictates that a rivalry between Baltimore and Washington must take place. For years, the Orioles and Senators did battle in the American League, though the results were more often skewed toward the Birds. Ditto in the NFL, where the Colts and the Redskins were competitors. There, too, the balance of power usually was focused here. In recent years, with new teams, the Ravens and Nationals, and new names, the Commanders, added to the mix, the competition between the cities has shifted, maybe even mellowed a bit, but can still emerge under the right circumstances. And then there are the historical rivalries. Baltimore sports fans need precious little to get worked up about teams from New York and Boston. If what the Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets, Knicks, Red Sox, Patriots, and Celtics have done over the decades to the Orioles, Colts, Ravens, and Bullets on the respective surfaces wasn't enough to light a fuse, the arrogance of their fan bases would provide the gasoline. But don't for a moment think we've forgotten the city that has become Baltimore's biggest source of athletic angst, Pittsburgh. Over the past 50 years, teams from the Steel City and Charm City have done battle at some of the highest levels of sports. The Orioles were done in twice by the Pirates in the World Series, first in 1971 and next in 1979. Both series were decided in 7 games, with the Pirates winning the clinching games at Old Memorial Stadium. Lately, it's the Ravens and Steelers who have provided the NFL with one of its most intense series of head-to-head clashes. Pittsburgh has won 7 of the last 8 games, but none have been decided by more than a touchdown. All of a sudden, however, there's a new spot on the sports map for Baltimoreans to detest, and it sits on the confluence of the Missouri and Kansas rivers. Over the past decade, the Royals and Chiefs of Kansas City have become the Lex Luthor to Baltimore's Clark Kent. More accurately, they are the kryptonite to this city's Superman, the single force capable of destroying championship hopes. In 2014, the Royals swept the Orioles out of the American League Championship Series in 4 games. And, as we're well aware, Kansas City just took out Baltimore in 2 games in the Wild Card Series, extending the Birds' postseason losing streak to 10 games. Other teams have contributed to the scheme, but the Royals have hung 6 of those losses. And need we remind you of what the Chiefs have done to the Ravens, dropping them in the AFC Championship game in January and in the season opener this year? Enough is enough. One, if not both of our Birds, will have their day. And even if not, Baltimore still beats Kansas City where it counts. Food. Any sane person will take a crab cake over barbecue anytime. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Threads and X at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Spencer Bryant, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.